one of the best ever to do it at BYU, and a guy who certainly is sort of a bullet point, a highlight in Lavelle Edwards' great legacy at BYU football. Heisman Trophy winner, currently on the staff as the offensive coordinator at BYU. Ty Detmer joins us via our IM Flash hotline. Coach, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Tough day for you today, I assume, with the loss of Coach Lavelle Edwards. What did he mean to you as a man and as a coach?
Yeah, he's a great man. You never hear anybody say anything bad about him. He a lot of the former coaches that he coached against, I know a lot of those guys and have been around them, and man, they can't say enough good things about him. And obviously, for me and for a lot of us former players, he was that father figure when you're away from home, and just a real calming influence, and really appreciated the way he ran the program and made it home away from home for you.
Now, obviously, you're part of a staff that I think to a man, pretty much everyone played for Lavelle or has some connection to Lavelle on Kalani's staff down there. So how much day-to-day do you see that legacy kind of living on? Is there a conscious effort within the program to do things the way that they were done while you were a player, or is that something maybe we'll see more of now that, the reminder has been forced upon you?
No, I think Kalani's vision, coming in and was to do it the way that it was done when we were there, and that was a big selling point for me, was that, we wanted to have it kind of get back to that feel of that home away from home and everything for the players, and that's the way Lavelle was, and so, for me, that was a big part of me wanting to come back and be a part of that. It was Kalani's vision on getting it back to the way Lavelle did things, and so we see it all the time, and constant reminders, and it's kind of one of those things that it's a conscious effort to try to keep it that way. BYU is a different place. It's a special place with the church influence, and Lavelle always had that in the forefront. So, that's the vision for Kalani and for us as a staff, is to make sure the players know that they're appreciated, they're loved, and they have that home away from home.
So you're a kid down in Texas growing up in that area. You're not LDS. How does Lavelle Edwards come down there and get you to head up to Provo? What did he do? What did he sell you on? Was it himself? Was it the school? And how did he get you all the way up into Utah and playing in his program?
Really, it was, the tradition that he built there, and then knowing that consistency and that tradition would remain intact, knowing that he wasn't going to go anywhere. And, I think for players, you want consistency. You want to know that you're going to have the right atmosphere and that some, a way that you can be successful. And so, I think just the tradition that he built, the way he went about things, knowing that it was going to be that way the whole time you were there, was a big factor.
We have people tell us all the time, and this has been his legacy in all of my life, about, what a great guy he is and how much he cared about all of his players. And then there's maybe the more national perspective on it, how he was as a football mind. What was it like watching film with Coach Edwards? What was it like practicing under Coach Edwards? Was he a guy that paid a lot of attention to detail? Did he micromanage? What was his coaching style?
No, he didn't micromanage at all. He allowed the assistants, and for him, a lot of those guys had been there a long time with him, and they knew exactly what he wanted and how he wanted it done. So there wasn't a lot of, micromanaging, I'm sure, in their coaches' meetings and things that they discussed a lot of those things. But as the players, you didn't see that part of it. And so I think on the national level, he was ahead of his time. He was kind of that innovator that really brought the passing game to the forefront and was successful with it. And it wasn't a gimmicky passing offense. It was, a pro-style system that really, has made a mark on college football. And I think, as far as that goes, that in itself, I think people across the country, understand what that meant to the game and what he means to it and the way that he did things and put things in place.
Ty, what's your favorite story about Coach Lavelle Edwards? What's something you remember? What's the best one you've got?
Well, there's a few. You know, there's, you know, the time I was playing, and we were playing Air Force, and Dee Dallas was the quarterback, and at that time they used to stop the game and for crowd noise. If it was too loud or the ref thought it was too loud, they would stop and wait, and then they'd warn the crowd, and then they'd give you a penalty on the crowd if they were still too loud. And I remember Lavelle at halftime, Dee Dallas had backed away, and they called a couple delay of games on the crowd. And, you know, you never really saw him get too animated during the game. But I remember at halftime him chasing the officials down and, you know, turning one around by the shoulder and giving him a piece of his mind. And it was like, oh, man, Coach must really be hot, because that's not normally like him. So, and then, you know, after playing, had a chance to go with him and Patty and a few other former quarterbacks and go on a trip and got to see kind of the other side of him, just the fun-loving, good-natured, playing cards and just cutting up side of him that you really didn't get to see as a player, because you just always saw kind of that stoic, calm look that he always had. And so really, you know, appreciated that side of him after you get done playing.
Do you know if Coach Edwards was ever offered other coaching jobs during his tenure at BYU?
I don't know for sure. I know that I've heard rumors that the Jets were after him and, you know, maybe some of those things in the NFL that people were talking to him, but I don't know if there was ever an official offer or anything like that. But, you know, you always heard those rumors that when I was coming in that he'd turned down a job with the NFL and that they were after him, but he was going to stay at BYU, and that was part of that consistency that, you know, he wanted to see as a player.
Yeah, I asked that question because, obviously, you know, BYU is the last non-Power 5 school to win a national championship. So even back in the day, that was part of the conversation, the haves and the have-nots. And a guy with his legacy and especially the program-building legacy that he had, I would imagine that he had options. And in today's modern era of coaching, guys take those options because it means a ton more money. And I wonder if we're past the point now, if we've already seen the last of the guys who stay two whole decades at a school and build the kind of program that he did.
Yeah, it's I think it's definitely tougher now because of social media and you know, just everything that goes into the expectations of fans and you know, the critiquing of the coaching and the games and the teams, and it's hard to stay anywhere that long now. People kind of like change, you know, they like to see something fresh after a number of years, those kind of things. But I think, you know, he's the type of guy that I think he could have gone and made more money and done more things and had more opportunities. But I think he had a pretty good life in Provo, raising kids. And you know, you're kind of out of the national spotlight and out of the attention. But at the same time, you can still do some really good things and affect young men's lives. And so I think he was just the type of guy that's all he wanted in life. And he had everything he needed and didn't want to go look for more.
For those of us that didn't have the same relationship that you obviously did with Coach Edwards, what's the best way for the rest of us to remember Lavelle Edwards, the person?
I think just his loving demeanor. You know, he, as you got to know him on a personal level, you know, I think the general fan population kind of saw that natural scowl he had on his face, but that wasn't him. That wasn't the man behind it. He was very caring and always, you know, wanted to know how your family's doing when you talk to him and how life was going. And it was that way as players, you know, making sure you're doing the right things and keeping tabs on everybody. And so I think, you know, for the general fan, it's just remembering that, you know, there was the man behind the football side of things that was better than the football coach. And he's a pretty dang good football coach, so says a lot about the type of person he was.
That's Ty Detmer, former BYU quarterback, currently the offensive coordinator down there. And while we have you, congratulations on the bowl win and on a great season, Coach. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Thanks. It was fun to be a part of. A lot of credit goes to our players and kind of buying in and, you know, taking the change and doing their part. And it was fun to be around those guys and to be their coach and to be a part of it. So I think we're on the right track. Just got to continue to try to get better each year.
Give my buddy Jan Jorgensen a big hug for me. I don't see him as much as I used to because you guys keep him so busy.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Ty Detmer.